Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the new episode of Indire Broadcast, this time brought to you by a radio student from Zagreb, from our semi-flooded studio. Today we bring you a couple of interviews. First up is Sara Renar, a Zagreb-based singer-songwriter, who talks about her projects and focusing on her latest project, Rooftop Sessions. Next, we'll hear an interview with Seća Plaža, Dogs Beach, a Zagreb-based band who released their latest album earlier this year. We'll also present to you a couple of projects. One is called Povraćo di Colteo, another one is called Dark Tree Bark. So stay tuned and discover hidden gems of Zagreb alternative scenes.
Hello, Sara, and welcome to the Indire broadcast. First of all, the most important question, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty fine, thank you. A bit tired and sleepy, but maybe it's because of the weather.
Yeah, I agree. So it seems to me that you had a really fun and fulfilling summer. What moments flash first in your memories when it comes to these few months behind us?
Well, so this was a really special year. We had a fifth anniversary of our rooftop sessions concerts. I was playing on top of that quite a few festivals, played some theater shows, and well, probably the biggest thing is that, well, I got married and had a big wedding party, so I think that's...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So that, I think, colored up the whole summer, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really great. So you already mentioned the rooftop sessions that were kind of primer motivation for me to do this video, because we always like to talk about spaces and alternative spaces for music events in our cities. But before we start to talk about it, can you please tell us a bit more about your work? So for those listeners who are not really familiar with it, could you briefly introduce us to your music and also other artistic expressions that you deal with?
Sure, gladly. So my name is Sara Renar. I come from Zagreb, from Croatia. For the past 10, 12, almost 15 years or so, I've been doing music in various forms. I started out more as a kind of classical singer-songwriter with an acoustic guitar and all the classical aspects of the genre, but pretty soon went on to do a lot of to experiment with a lot of electronic music in genres such as trip hop or more kind of an alternative pop art pop approach, experimental approach to the songwriting and performing process. I'm pretty active in the field of making music for theater productions and various types of multimedia projects. Done quite a lot of artist residencies throughout Europe in the past few years, and collaborate with DJs, electronic music producers, but also poets, various theater groups. So my field of work is pretty broad now at the moment, although I kind of still like to introduce myself as a music producer and singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. whatever that means now, yeah.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, one of your, for me, really amazing ideas and projects is the rooftop session project. So right now, I saw that you wrapped another season of the rooftop concerts. You started and organizing them in summer months in Zagreb. And how and when did it all begin?
So the first, so we had obviously a pause during the pandemic, but just a small, just a brief one. But the first rooftop sessions, session gig I organized was in 2019, and I came to the idea basically because at the time, so 2015, 16, 17, 18, I was practically, I just got my first two and then third album out. I was practically living out of the car and touring a lot. And this is not a sustainable lifestyle if you want to keep your physical and mental health. And so I was kind of thinking of ways, how can I get the audience to come to me instead of me always traveling miles and miles and kilometers to do a show somewhere. And I was very, very lucky that I happened to live in a building, in a 17-story apartment building that was built in the 60s with this kind of modernist take to architecture. I also have background in architectural education, so I was kind of familiar with this. And the building has a rooftop terrace that is walkable, that allows people, and is predicted actually for people to use it to hang out. It has an electricity socket, and it also, surprisingly enough, has a toilet and even a shower. And the luck in all this was not only the infrastructure, but also the neighbors and the other tenants or their owners of the apartments in the building were very supportive. The number zero concert I made was the pilot episode was for the people, for our neighbors only. So I think this was a very positive approach, that people saw that it's not too loud. The concept was that it is going to be in the sunset, so it never goes on too late into the night. And also I proposed a system where part of the income goes into the building management fund, so you know, everybody's kind of happy. And it turned out from the beginning to be kind of a huge success, actually. It looks like the audiences also were really kind of hungry for some other types of listening to a music concert. And I at the same time, the platform Airbnb introduced its experiences platform to Croatia, which means that you can, up to that point, Airbnb was only a platform for renting out apartments or finding one. Usually for touristic short-term purposes, but this was a way that you could reach new audiences, and audiences that are not necessarily somebody who is from the local scene and already into music, but also somebody who just traveled to Zagreb and wants to get to know the city from a different perspective. And it turned out really as a win-win situation. At the beginning, roughly half, a bit more of the audience were foreigners or travelers or tourists, and the other half were, of course, local audiences, fans, the experiences platform is really a good solution, because it is a bit more personal than when you are just buying through another online ticket service. And it also targets travelers that are interested in this type of stuff more easily. And to cut a long story short, after a mutual experience of a concert, both the local audience and because it's always 10 to 15 people, not more, the number of people that are attending the concert, they have this mutual experience. They get to know each other. So not only do they listen to my concert, but you know, they exchange phone numbers. Some friendships arise from this, and so on. So yeah, I have to say that the project was kind of, to my surprise, really, really great success from the beginning.
Yeah, so congratulations to you, because I think this is actually one of the most wonderful ideas that I heard in the last few years in Zagreb when it comes to organizing concerts. Because like you already described to us, you kind of came up with the whole circle. You closed the whole story from the beginning to the end. You offer one so experience to the audience that they cannot experience in some other place in Zagreb. So
yeah, well, thanks. It was born out of necessity, but I was very lucky with some few crucial steps from the start. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, heads up to all my beautiful neighbors.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, in addition to your concerts, you also host, like you mentioned, other fellow artists on the roof. So who has joined you so far, and what are their reactions to the concerts in the neighborhood?
So since last year, I managed to get support from the Zagreb Tourist Board, which in turn helped me to fund guests. Guest musicians at concerts. So the concept of the rooftop sessions the last 2 years has been that either I or the guest musician or guest artist open the show with the set, and then the guest or me, whoever, closes the show with their set. And this kind of opened the door for me to, well, basically invite to listen whoever I find interesting and who I would like to listen to on the terrace, and also present their music to an audience that may not have heard of their music before, or are already fans but want to hear their music from, you know, on a unique and different place. So far, our guests have been Vladimir Mičković, Vladimir Kalafat. He's an extremely talented singer, tenor from Mostar, from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and does a wonderful mixture of Sephard song, traditional songs, Sevdah music, and a great knowledge of traditional Mediterranean music in general. Then there was Dina Yashari, a Macedonian singer-songwriter who, in her native Macedonian language, does beautiful neo-soul songs. Dimitri Dimitrievich, singer-songwriter originally from Niš, from Serbia, who now lives in Zagreb and, well, happens to be my husband. Then Barbara Munez, extremely talented singer-songwriter from Ika, which is near Rijeka, the part of Croatia from North Adriatic, Kvarner. And we closed the session this year with Nina Romić, and I have to say that I am really happy that Nina made it to the rooftop session, because she, in her own terms, was a very important figure for establishing the singer-songwriter scene in Zagreb 10-15 years back, and opened up a lot of spaces and a lot of opportunities for us other artists to perform. So I was kind of glad to return the favor. Yeah.
Great. Tell me, please, how difficult it is to create practically from scratch a concert location that sells out, like you said, from day to date, from a space that had nothing to do with cultural purpose before this?
Well, now from a very technical, productional aspect, First of all, you have to see, do you have the technical necessities? Do you have electricity? Do you have a place, if we're talking about a performance venue that is outside, does it have any sort of roofing over, any kind of protection from the rain, from the sun, etc.? If it does, great. If it doesn't, which are the ways that you can overcome that if needed? Another big question is toilet. Is a toilet, because you have an audience is going to drink something, etc. Safety is always an issue. And I would say, of course, the biggest, the starting point is that, do you have support of the micro local community? And if you do, then all of these issues, in my experience, can be really overcome. Maybe not easily, but they can be overcome. But the most important aspect, I think, would be the kind of very, very local micro support of the community.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about the possibilities and spaces for the independent music scene in Zagreb? Are you satisfied with the situation, or do you think some kind of change is necessary? And what is the importance, in your opinion, of the self-initiated gatherings and projects like you did?
I think these kind of projects are important in a sense that anything that contributes to the diversifying of the venues and scenes, I think, is very well welcome, because we all then grow as artists, as an audience, and as organizers, event organizers as well. I have to say that I think it is kind of dangerous to assume that any kind of independent scene, alternative scene, can exist only on its own, on very small private initiatives. Croatia is a really small country. We don't even have 4 million people in it. And without a kind of public funding of the arts, there is no way that any of us would survive in the long term. So even my rooftop sessions, they are not commercially sustainable by tickets only to sustain both me and a guest artist. So I also, for my rooftop sessions, rely on external funds and sourcings that I can call guests, so everybody can be adequately paid. So I think the question would be broader. I think that each government or local legislative or whoever is in power should recognize without a continuous funding, there can't be no scene, because we are simply too small. So the numbers go against you. But that said, I think now Zagreb is in a very interesting position, because on one hand, you had a lot of venues closed since the pandemic, or due to the pandemic, and however, on the other hand, you have now a kind of new party that is in charge of the city, that, as far as I can see, is pushing for some initiatives to decentralize culture, not only decentralized from Zagreb, the capital, but also in Zagreb, to try to map out venues and possible places for performances that are not necessarily in the center, but that are spread throughout neighborhoods in the city. So all in all, I think Zagreb is, as far as places to perform and venues are concerned, is not so. The situation is not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. I think the situation in some other Croatian cities, such as Split, are much more alarming. So.
Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we're running out of time, although we could continue this conversation, I think, for much more minutes, but maybe in some other show. So to conclude, now that the roof concerts are done for this year, what are your plans for the fall, and can we expect some more concerts on the rooftop next year?
So to answer your last question first, yes, absolutely. I'm now in the process of thinking who would be a suitable guest for the next year's season. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, I'd be glad to hear for it.
Okay, we'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, and as for my plans, well, I have a few concerts going on, and some European project that I'm working called the European Green Opera, which is going to have its debut in Croatia at the Monument of Uprising on Petrova Gora. Also, I'll have a few theater plays with the Tinojević Stani Ludilo Dreams and Madness play until the end of the year. But basically, I am very looking forward to, by the beginning of October, I should stop traveling that much and focus on studio work and work on the new album, which is actually the only thing I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. I hope we will hear the album soon. And now feel free to come up with some kind of a message for our international audience. And please introduce us to one of your songs that we will hear in the next few minutes.
Oh, thank you. So the song that I would like to introduce to you is called Hana je već dugo budna. Hana has been awake for a long time. It's a song dedicated to a very good friend of mine and my former roommate. And as for a message, I would say don't forget to take a break.
Great, Sara. Thank you very much, and good luck with all the future projects and with your music.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
So this was Sara Renar, and as she announced, we will hear her song called Hana je već dugo budna. Enjoy.
Permanentno dušo to, onda nije kriza. Hana je već dugo budna. Hana je već dugo budna. Hana kaže svi smo ucijenjeni, ali to ne znači da nemamo izbora. Hana je već dugo budna. Hana je već dugo budna. Hana je već dugo budna. Sam godinama, budna sam stoljećima, ništa se ne mijenja. Hana kaže hladno je, 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 kad se oči otvore. Budna pola stoljeća.
ništa se ne mijenja. Hanna kaže 4 ujutro je na sve naše odgode je ogromna kamata. Naši se dugovi nisu iskupili unaprijed.
In the following minutes, we will hear the interview with Filip Mlinarić, member from a band called Pseća Plaža, who will present us their new album called Teško je imati glavu.
Hi, my name is Filip Mlinarić and I'm a guitar player in Pseća Plaža. Today I'm gonna talk to you about our new album that will be released soon. Honestly, it should have been released months ago, but there was a little complication regarding the mixing and mastering process of the album. But everything is finally ready now, and the visual materials are being finished as we speak, so hopefully it will be released in a matter of days.
A few months ago, the new material was played at a concert in Zagreb, so we asked Filip what were the reactions of the audience, but also what is the sound of the new album and what can we expect from the current lineup of the band.
In May we played a live concert in Zagreb. After having a long break without concerts or anything similar to that, because we were focused on recording and finishing the album. First surprising thing was that a lot of people actually showed up, and we played all of our new songs from the upcoming album and some of the old hits. And my feeling was that the new songs somehow fit into the vibe of the previous album. Although the sound is a bit different, but I think that the audience somehow experienced it as a part of the whole, as it's still being Pseća Plaža. Previous album was more kind of synth or even sound design oriented, where this album is more raw. It's basically a recording of a live band, and everything is oriented towards the 60s, kind of mildly psychedelic, kind of catchy but still weird and playful enough. So in that regard, it's a bit different, but again, I think that the vibe is really similar enough and that it still sounds like Pseća Plaža. I think that the main idea is still here, and that the audience will enjoy this album, I hope, even more than the previous one.
Let's go back to the beginning a bit more. How and when was Pseća Plaža created, and what has changed from its beginnings to today? After all, the band has been on the stage for a certain number of years now.
So Pseća Plaža has been on stage for, I think, 5 or 6 years, but the current lineup is completely different from the ones before. I have been in the band for the past 3 years, and during those 3 years there have been a number of changes in the band lineup. And I think about 8 months ago we have finally settled upon what I hope to be the final lineup of the band. It's Matea Bobanović on synths and keyboards, Borjan Cvrtila on bass, Erol Beširević on drums, and I'm playing the electric guitar. The interesting thing is that on different songs different people sing lead vocals, so that kind of adds an interesting variety in the sound of the album. And having said that, the band obviously sounds a bit different from the previous recordings, but as I already mentioned before, I think that kind of the main idea or the main element of the sound, which I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I think it's still here, and I think that the audience will recognize that. And I think that's basically it regarding the band lineup.
We asked Filip to describe his personal experience of creating songs and being on the stage. We wanted to hear his favorite part of the whole process.
Well, let's start with creating songs or even recording songs in the studio. Well, the process is really not uniform in the sense that every song kind of comes together differently. Sometimes it may start with a simple melody or a rhythmic idea or something like that, and then the whole band kind of makes it up and makes it work together, and the song kind of makes itself, if that makes any sense. And sometimes a person shows up with an almost finished idea, and then it's just a matter of arranging it in a good way so that it all sounds good together. But in any case, it's always a beautiful and interesting process, and I think that I really hope that every person in the band has a chance to put his own personal touch on the song and on the arrangement. And when it comes to playing live and being on stage, I think that the most interesting part is when the songs are not over rehearsed, when there is a little space for, you might call them errors or accidents or something like that, but in those moments you really have to listen to each other and try to make it work, even though things seem to be falling apart. And then the main quest is to kind of keep it together without audience noticing that something is wrong or out of place. And I think that is when music feels most live, and at least for me, that is the most interesting part of it.
In a review of the last concert, we read that their faithful audience was present, including some people that are not regular guests of the Zagreb concerts. So we asked Filip, what is their audience like, and what does he think is the key thing that brings them all together, apart from, of course, good music?
I have a feeling that the audience is mostly drawn to the vibe of the band, and I know that the term vibe is not really specified and it's not clear what it actually means, but I think that there is a certain like a general feeling in the songs that people are drawn to, and I hope that relaxes them or something like that. And I also have a feeling that there are a lot of artists in the audience as well, especially because the visual side of the band is also really developed, and so there are also a lot of visual artists and artists of all sorts actually come to our concerts, I think, and enjoy the music. And the songs on the previous album were also, not all of the songs obviously, but a lot of them were kind of dance oriented, I think, or they were at least something that you could dance to, you know, a bit up-tempo songs and things like that. And the upcoming album will be a bit different, I think, in that sense. It's much more like peaceful and down-tempo and a bit slower and kind of spacey and relaxed and more psychedelic maybe. So I'm interested to see what kind of reactions we will get from the audience. But again, I think it still sounds like Pseća Plaža, so I hope people will still enjoy it.
To conclude the interview, Filip sent a message to all of our listeners from all over Europe, and he told us a bit more about the song that we are going to hear in the following minutes.
Finally, thank you for taking the time to listen to this interview. I hope everybody is doing okay. I hope you're being good towards yourselves and towards others. I really hope you will enjoy the upcoming album, and I hope to see some of you guys at our upcoming concerts, and maybe we can listen to Teško je imati glavu for the end of this interview. Thank you for having me, and have a nice day.
Da bitne su. znaš sve.
Next track we'll hear is called Puff Pant, and it's the first track from the only album so far released by the group, provisionally named Cvjetno Nasilje or Flower Violence, compiled from improvised material recorded over a single studio session without prior rehearsal and featuring a couple of Leo Besloć's personal favorite Zagreb-based instrumentalists. His own electric bass, Matej Perić is on drums, Josip Šustić on electric guitar, and Luka Čapeta is on contact microphones and no input mixing. We're listening to Puff Pant. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for the very end of our broadcast, we'll bring you another project from the ever-present Leo Beslač and Josip Šustić called Dark Tree Bark. Also on the project, they collaborated with many of their friends from our Zagreb alternative scene. And it's a progressive psychedelic or post-metal project, but with a few twists that make the band hard to put in any specific genre parameters. The album Kameni Spavač was released in the late spring this year and is mastered by Luka Čapeta, also a longtime collaborator. The album consists of 5 relatively long tracks and brings you on a somewhat dark journey through various soundscapes. For the end, we'll hear the song Sanjarenje, and we would like to say goodbye to you until next time. Today with you were Ivan Poško and Franka Štrkalj, and also Ivan Vlašić helped with the editing of this broadcast. We wish you all the best and stay tuned. Bye!
Indire, independent radio exchange network. Radio show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.